meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Alan. This is Brenda speaking for the record. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the RDS Who Is To Review Team Plenary Call Number 12 on November 20th, 2017 at 1430 UTC. In attendance today, we have Alan, Dimitri, Susan, Thomas, Chris, Lily, and Catherine. In the Observer's Adobe Room, we have Osvaldo and Vignesh. And from ICANN Organization, we have Jean-Baptiste, Lisa, Amy, Alice, Trang, and myself. We do have apologies from Volker today. I'd like to remind everyone to please state your name before speaking for the transcript. Today's call is being recorded. I'll turn the meeting over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. First item is statement of interest updates, and or more perhaps pointedly, statement of interest. Can we have a report from staff on how we're doing on those?
Yes, Alan. It's Jean-Baptiste for the record. So far it looks that we only miss statement of interest and sign conflict of interest from Erica, Stephanie, and Susan.
All right. If I could ask you to send out reminders to those who are not on the call.
Sure.
And those who are on the call, take note. And the next item is subgroup kickoff and next steps. Alice sent out the notices of who is on each team and asking for team leaders. Have we got any responses yet?
Hi, Alan. This is Alice. I'm actually going to pass on the torch to Lisa for this discussion. Lisa?
Thank you, Alice. Alice, you were very garbled. I couldn't make out what you were saying.
Alice, I think, asked me to take this one.
Ah, okay.
This is Lisa
I'm glad you heard that.
This is Lisa Pfeiffer for the record.
Okay.
So, Jean-Baptiste, could you please share what we've done is captured the responses that we've received thus far in an update to the spreadsheet we've been working on. And perhaps you could make that a little bit bigger, Jean-Baptiste. What you will see, this is the same spreadsheet that we use to assign review team members to subgroups based on their expressions of interest. And so now what I've done is updated this spreadsheet. The yellow cells indicate individuals that are on each subgroup. And in the columns, you'll see some numbers. Those are areas where people expressed some interest in leading or serving as rapporteur for that subgroup. So, for example, Carlton indicated that his first choice would be recommendation to the single who is policy. His second choice would be strategic priority.
Okay.
So you'll see the answers from Carlton, Dimitri, Lily, Stephanie, and Thomas Walton. We do not yet have answers from those that are, orange shaded. So the leadership team, I believe, intended to go last, but we would be looking for input on this call from Chris, Erica, and Volker, I believe, are not on the call yet.
No, Volker will not be. Erica should be.
This is Susan. I thought I saw a response from Volker on this. Let me see if I can find it.
I think I saw a response from Volker as well, Susan. It's Chris. I thought I'd seen something from him.
I know we received a response regarding his apologies for the call.
Yeah.
I may have overlooked.
Volker says, I would like to... Yeah, it's the 14th of November.
Yeah.
I would like to lead Rec 10 and Rec 11.
And Lily says he volunteered for 7 or 8 in the chat.
Well, I don't know about that, but his email certainly says 10. He's maybe just give it all to Volker. 10 and 11 were his responses by email.
Okay, Lily was giving topic numbers, which are different from the recommendation numbers.
So that would have been, as I'm not looking at the email, this is Lisa again, was Volker's first choice, Rec 10, and his second, Rec 11?
Anyone who has the email in front of them?
He doesn't express it that way, said he'd like to lead 10 and 11. So he mentions 10 first, so.
Let's presume that's an order.
Okay, so then Jean-Baptiste is live editing. So Jean-Baptiste, if you would, in column 11, put number 1 under 10 and number 2 under 11 under Volker's name.
All right, so we remove one pink name and one pink category. And Chris, do you want to commit to anything at this point?
So I have an issue with that, Alan, which is that I'm sort of in 2 minds about it. I am slightly concerned about leading a group that I don't mind participating, but I think leading is probably not sensible on the basis
All
that
right.
I'm going to have a vote in deciding what happens with these recommendations at the end.
All right, then we'll take the pink. We'll take the pink off your name then.
Yeah, I'll happily put the work in, but I just don't think it's sensible. Usually.
I think that's quite reasonable. I hate to tell you, I hate to let you off the hook, but I think it's quite reasonable.
Oh, you won't let me. You'll find another way of getting me on the hook, Alan. Don't you worry about that.
I'll work on it. All right. So if staff can follow up with, I guess it is just Erica and Susan. And Susan, do you want to comment? Oh, no, Susan is one of the leadership team. So it's just Erica who is missing. And then Catherine, Susan, and I will see what we'll volunteer for and then assign things to other people if necessary. All right. Yes,
Alan,
please.
This is Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
Given the relatively short time frame for beginning to work in subgroup mode, did you want to try to volunteer for from the leadership team to fill in those gaps on this call?
If Catherine and Susan are willing to, fine. If they want to defer right now, I'm happy to defer until just after the call. I have faith they will contribute. Put their names in soon. But if you have anything in mind right now, please speak up.
Hi, this is Catherine. Just to say that in this Sudoku way that this is shaping up, I think recommendation number 1. Is Carlton's number 2, so and Volker has already expressed his desire to be on leading other things, so I could lead recommendation number 1 to start out with.
Fine.
And then I think we're also still looking. Yes, but there, Erica hasn't yet expressed a preference. Yeah. So let's put me down for this and then see how things shape up. Also in terms of Erica weighing in, that I see a number of others that still require leadership.
Yeah, this is Lisa Pfeiffer, just to kind of recap where we are. So we have, at this point, we have 5 teams that are a gap. We have Erica and then the 3 members of the leadership team to express their preferences. If we were to give everyone their first choice, we would need to assign I had calculated 3, but now with Chris not leading a team, that would be, we need to assign 4 team members a second choice as well in order to have coverage for everything.
Susan, can I assume you're going to be leading on the 2 compliance ones, or do you have a preference to not do that?
I put that in the chat.
Okay.
So, I would be happy to lead on both of the compliance, and then if there's something left over at the end, I don't mind taking that also.
All right. Certainly put me in on safeguard registrant data. It's a pretty trivial item, but let's get it covered. I don't think that really covers my requirement to do some work, but let's make sure it's covered. And consumer trust is another one, which is a pretty light one. Who do we have on that one? We have Stephanie, Susan, Erica, and Dimitri. Let's presume that Erica will do one of those. And what else is not covered? We have Susan for compliance now and outreach. And I'll do outreach. That's a more substantive one also. All right. We're getting close to...
And Jean-Baptiste, that would be Erica, maybe with a question mark for consumer trust.
Sure. All right. We're getting close at this point. I think we have everything covered. With one question mark. Now, time frame. Alice, what is the time frame we put in for these to be done?
Hi, Alan. I hope you can hear me now.
We can.
The time frame we have for all the subgroups to complete the planning document is December 5th. So that's the deadline we've established.
Okay.
So it's up for discussion, of course.
Essentially 2 weeks from now. Can we get some quick feedback from people on this call? Is that I see Lisa has her hand up. I'm not sure if that's an old or a new one. Can we get some quick feedback? Is 2 weeks from now reasonable given people's other time commitments?
And Alan, that is a new hand.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Thank you, Lisa Pfeiffer. I suggest, in the interest of having one individual responsible for scheduling calls, setting agendas, and so forth, which is where the leader will at least begin their role, that we pick for every one of the items that we have on screen, we have somebody, almost all of them, as their someone, any place we have more than one person, we have a first and second choice. So my suggestion was going to be to pick the person who chose that topic as their first choice, and then we're down to one person for each topic.
Erica
accepts that.
That is not the case for privacy proxy.
Stephanie and Volker, I see.
And, I think that is the only, one. We have some as a second choice. Now, the only question is at that point, is the load reasonably spread over people? If we look, let's see, how many people do we have more than one number one?
Well, that would end up with four team members taking on leadership for two groups.
Yeah. All right, if you can, at this point, we've now identified a leader for each one of the groups, assuming Erica accepts the consumer trust. And that's a pretty light one, so I assume she's going to work on one of the more heavier ones also. She's also on the compliance ones, so I'm going to assume that's going to occupy a fair amount of her time. All right, so coming out of this meeting, we will have a team leader identified for each of these groups. And is 2 weeks reasonable? If we're going to have even a single conference call and then some drafting time, 2 weeks is getting pretty tight. And I would suggest that we push it onto the 12th, which essentially says 3 weeks of calls. Anyone disagree or anyone want to comment on that? Then let's update that, which essentially says that we'll have everything well in hand well before the Christmas break for those who take time off. Anything further Alan, on work teams? Yes, go ahead, whoever that was.
Alan, just,
yes, Alan, Alan, go ahead.
Just to clarify, so all the subgroups are expected to complete and return their work statement and work plan by December 12th, correct?
Correct. That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Then hearing nothing else, we'll go on to the next item, scope review. And I think we can, unless anyone has an explicit comment, I think we can defer that till we go into the terms of reference, because it's an integrated part of the terms of reference. Now, I did a moderately thorough review of the terms of reference yesterday, and I've put in updates or comments, which I think address most of the issues, and I'd like to spend a fair amount of today's call going through it and seeing if we can tie this up. Our target was, in fact, to have this approved at the next week's meeting, and we don't quite know when next week's meeting is going to be, because that's one of the items on our agenda. But if it was to be held next Monday, then we said we would be submitting this to the board on the following day, although I do have a question of that timing. And if anyone has comment, the document that I sent out last night, you may want to display it directly, which is what I'm going to do in a moment. All right. On page number one, the only changes I put in under the terms of reference, the revised date, because it's still read as if we had to submit this on the 15th of May, which was curious given that it in the next line it says we didn't actually have the team selected until 2 weeks later. Now, the next thing, I have a significant amount of the discussion on scope on page 2 to 3 commented, and that gives the history of the details of the reduced scope proposal, what the GNSO said, what the GAC said, and a little bit on the discussion. I question whether we really need all of that. And I would suggest that we replace that with a relatively short paragraph saying reduced scope was proposed following SOAC input and discussion of the review team. We decided not to do a reduced scope, but to consider all of the bylaw mandated areas and others that deemed to be of importance. Is there anyone who feels strongly that we should be documenting this in the terms of reference? We certainly can document it in an appendix or something of the final report. And I see Susan has her hand up. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Alan. I actually had a question on the first page on the date. And really just pointing this toward Chris, I'm curious to know how that process is going to change that date. And I'm also, you know, to make it a more relevant date, and also wondering if that date had been selected that was accurate for our team, what date would it have been? I mean, how many months do you...
absolutely not a clue. This is Chris. The answer, so Susan, if I may, Alan, the board will write to confirm that that date is not obviously the right date, because clearly it isn't. And we'll send a note. I'm just dealing with it. I've got a draft and I've got to get it approved, et cetera, but it fundamentally, you know, quite clearly the date has gone and passed, et cetera. So we'll be fixing that. Is
and
that
then,
what you wanted to hear?
Yeah, that is what I wanted to hear partly, but is there a new date going to be inserted or?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think probably we look forward to getting it from you within a reasonable period of time.
Okay.
Susan, if they don't like what we're doing, they can always dismiss us and form a new group.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. Yeah. Except, of course, by not dignifying it with a response, I've dignified it with a response. So,
Notice I didn't ask who volunteers or who's willing to leave if the board wants us to.
Absolutely. So I will. I am aware of the issue, Suzanne. You mentioned it to me, and I've dealt with it. I'm just waiting to get a confirmation to send a note to confirm that everything is fine.
Thanks.
And maybe the board will be more realistic next time if they pass such a motion.
Oh, now come on. Now you're asking for – now you've way overstepped the mark. I mean,
sorry.
Realism, I mean, that's just not – that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm presuming if the board chooses to disagree with anything in our terms of reference, they will say so coming back to us.
I imagine so, yeah.
All right, back on the question of do we need the whole history here of how the scope evolved, or is a quick summary sufficient at this point? Does anyone feel strongly? Lisa, go ahead.
Thanks, Alan. I apologize that I missed the last leadership call, but I had understood your target date was the 28th of November, not December.
Did I type note December instead of?
You did indeed.
I did it late at night. Pretend that reads the 28th of November.
Thank you.
I don't plan to be working on the 28th of December. I'm not sure about staff.
And to answer the question you just raised, I could make a suggestion that to help provide the context and background for the community who might want to know what happened to their input and what happened to the limited scope proposal, you could move the text that you had highlighted to an appendix and not have it interfere with the body of the draft where you'll focus on your actual objectives agreed.
I'm fine with that. The actual short paragraph I suggested does cover it without going into gory details of what their statements were. And I'm happy if it goes into an appendix or just replaced by that, and I'm willing to leave it to staff at this point. I'm just trying to get the terms of reference down to a document that is not 30 pages long as the original was and is now getting down to a size that someone might actually want to look at. And that was my real concern, to make this a usable document and not too exhaustive. So I'm happy at this point to leave it to staff to somehow integrate what I suggested, or just move it to an appendix as appropriate, if there's no other comments. The next item is currently on middle of page 5, and it was asking whether the original text had said that we had decided to not cover the OECD guidelines and was questioning whether it was a strong consensus or unanimous. Everywhere else in the document where we mentioned consensus, that consensus was reached on some issue, we simply say consensus, and I think that's sufficient here as well.
Alan, it's Chris.
Please go ahead.
A point about that. I've got no issue with it, but the OECD stuff. Have I got this right? It's actually mentioned in the review.
In the bylaws,
isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So I think I just want to make sure that, as I said, I've got no issue with the decision of the review team. I just want to make sure that if you're going to say it, we make sure we say it clearly, that even though it's in the bylaw, we've talked it through and
okay.
We think the following.
In that case...
Just to make certain that everyone knows we haven't missed it is really my point, I think.
Yeah. I have no problem. I believe it was unanimous. I do not recall anyone saying they disagreed.
I'm sure that's true.
So since we are saying we will not do something which is in the bylaws, then I back off and say let us say unanimous consensus, so that there was no question that it was something that we all agreed to.
Yeah.
If staff can take note then. And my last question is on the last two items where we decide not to do RDAP or review the WHOIS protocol. These were both items that were not in the bylaws. They were raised during discussion of the team, and I'm not sure we need to note that we're not doing them since it was not required Again, this can be part of the larger dialogue describing how they evolved, but I don't think it needs to be mentioned in the scope section explicitly. Unless anyone has an objection, we can move it to what is now the appendix.
This is Susan. So
yes,
I think RDAP was listed in the GNSO.
It was.
Scope. So, you know, it is one group, community, that requested that we focus on it, and we decided not to, so.
And that's why I'm suggesting that it can go into the appendix where it goes into those details of what the GNSO suggested and what we decided to do. I don't feel strongly. I'm just trying to, again, make this flow a little bit better. Susan, if you'd like to keep these two items there, then it's a done deal either way.
Yeah, I think we should just leave it here.
Okay.
Not that long. And,
all right, then those two items will stay there, ignoring my comment. Next comment is the review team is called RDS. I'm suggesting we define RDS and just saying Registration Directory Service, which is what the title of this whole document is, and simply say it's a shortened form of RDDS. I haven't heard a better explanation of what it is other than that. Spelling mistake corrected on page 8. And I am adding the recommendation that we prioritize. It starts off by saying, shall attempt to prioritize each recommendation and provide a rationale for the prioritization. Then it says, we will put all of the recommendations in priority order. My experience in previous groups like this is that the recommendations, we may group a bunch of parts of a recommendation together, some of which have high priority and some of which are low, but they fit together as a single group. And therefore, ordering everything in priority order is somewhat problematic. And so I'm just suggesting we say, to the extent practical, proposed recommendations should be provided in priority order. Since it's only an attempt anyway, we may not have prioritization for some of them. Comments? Later bullet point on page 9 says we should identify whether things are short-term, medium-term, long-term, and it identifies short-term is within 6 months. Now, the last review team was criticized for saying things have to be done within 6 months of submission of the report when the board did not act for 6 months. So I just made it clear that we're talking about time frames after acceptance, not after delivery of report. The end of page 9 says we're encouraged to interact with the board caucus group for things such as the scope. I'm getting ahead of myself. This is just asking a note. Chris, can we have the names of the people who are on the current board caucus group? I assume they may have changed with the new board.
No idea off the top of my head, but yes, of course.
Once it's convened, can we have the names?
Yes, of course you can.
Thank you very much. I am suggesting that in our list of members, since there's a note afterwards saying the CCNSO has reserved the right to appoint 3 team members or up to 3, that we remove numbers 11 to 13 from this list and add them back if necessary. They're not currently named, and we don't know if there ever will be any, or certainly don't know if there will be 3. I've removed interim from the various chairs and vice chairs. And where is the next change? Yeah, we're now in the middle towards the bottom of page 12. And it says we should consider discussing with the board caucus group various things, including when we have an agreed-on scope. Chris, do you believe we should be doing this before submitting to the board? Which would, of course, change the date, but maybe there's some merit in actually having a discussion on it before we pass it in concrete.
I think there probably is. If it goes into the so the caucus group is a group of board members who are sort of they're up to speed and interested,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to just generally. And so yes, because I think there is merit in having the caucus group go to the board and say we're fine with this.
So that would defer the date of submission, but
mm-hmm.
clearly people
but,
would
but
be
not by necessarily
aware of
too
it.
Long. Really.
Yeah. Let us update the date, and can you consider this a formal request to convene the group? And do you indicate whether you simply want us to transmit the draft scope to the
yes.
group, or whether you
yes,
want to
I
meet?
I will do that.
Thank you very much, and give us a time frame so we can adjust the overall schedule.
Yeah, I'll discuss it with the relevant Canawalk people and get it sorted out.
Excellent, thank you. All right, then we come into how we decide on consensus. You will recall, in Brussels, we had a discussion saying we need to quantify or be more specific on how we decide on consensus. The draft document, terms of reference, and the draft operating procedures manual provides a relatively extensive, complex, and convoluted method for determining consensus and appealing it at multiple levels if anyone disagrees with it. And either we use that method or we put specific quantification. I don't think we can do both. It also, the official words also say we rarely take polls. So I'm a little bit uncomfortable scrapping that whole thing and replacing it with something that simply puts some numbers in or another methodology, since this is the methodology we've been using for quite some time in ICANN or close to it. So I tried to merge the two concepts and the document that Susan had produced, which I thought was identified some interesting ways of looking at things. So what I did was I added for consensus a rule of thumb, saying consensus is supported by 80% of the review team, which is what what I said had been used in other groups I participated in and seemed to be a good rule of thumb. But it's not a hard rule. And then I added in the items, the categories of how people could be standing that Susan had put together, which I thought added a nuance that was missing from this. And I've added in judging the extent to which consensus has been reached, it may be useful for each team member to consider which of the following categories and there's a typo there, applies to them without the word they. And then we have disagree, which says they're not happy with it. And that would, of course, several of those would result in not having consensus. Stand aside, which says I can't support it, but I'm not going to stop the group from going ahead. Reservations and agreement. So this doesn't commit us to counting how many of each of these, as was suggested in Susan's original draft, but it does give us a new set of terminology, which I think will be useful going forward. So the question is, are people happy with these changes and we can accept this? It still keeps in the whole appeal process where we appeal to various people, including the board liaison and going all the way up, I believe, to the organizational effectiveness committee. Comments? Anyone feel uncomfortable with this? Obviously, there's not everyone is on this call, but if people on this call feel comfortable, I think we can send out a call for consensus on the email, but we'll see where people stand. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Lisa Pfeiffer for the record. I just wondered in the last item in the set of edits, the definition of agreement, what do you mean by I am willing to implement it?
I just copied the words that Susan had. I'm happy to leave off that phrase and just put the period after proposal, unless Susan felt there was some strong meaning in what she wrote. I seem to recall she said she dashed this off pretty quickly, so I'm not
yeah.
sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure there was great great meeting.
No, I'm fine with deleting that.
Okay, just
support
stop
the proposal.
Stop it at proposal. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Any further comments? All right. There is a section on reporting saying we still need to agree or refine this section. I read it over, and I'm moderately happy with it. I don't think it says anything too controversial. And my only level of my only level of uncomfort with this is we are now talking about the work plan as a living document which will change as necessary. And this sort of implies that the time frame we're committing to is rather more fixed. But I can certainly live with it, understanding that the work plan is going to be something that changes, and not really worry about it. And again, I'm looking for a nod of a head from Chris that says they understand that in the same context. If not, we may need to add a phrase here saying the work plan is a moving document, but it will reflect at any given time our best concept of where we're going.
I think we understand it, but I don't think it does any harm to add the comment.
Okay, could I ask Lisa to draft something, Lisa or Alice? I think it fits here. It may fit somewhere else if the work plan is mentioned earlier, just to make it clear that the work plan is a living document.
Hi, Alan. This is Alice. I'm happy to draft the language.
Okay, thank you. And the last thing is I have a suggestion for a new section. This is premised on a number of discussions we've had, but including discussions with regard to the SSR review team, where they have claimed that at least part of their problem is that they have not been provided with the staff support they believe is necessary. And without commenting on whether that's appropriate or not, or whether it's true or not, I think a reasonable, since the review team is making significant commitments in this document, I think it is reasonable to say this presumes we will get appropriate staff support, and if not, we have an escalation process under which we can make that known. Does anyone have any thoughts on this? This is in my comment on page 18 of the document. The text I'm proposing is, the commitments in this document presume appropriate staff support from ICANN organizations. Should that, in the view of review team leadership, become an issue, this will be communicated first to the ICANN organization staff member designated as the team leader, and then, if necessary, to the board liaison. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thanks, Alan. I just wanted to direct your attention to page 12, where there is a section, support from ICANN organization, which indicates what you can expect from the organization. I was wondering if the addition that you proposed might belong in that section.
It certainly does. Thank you. That said, support from ICANN organization. Members of the ICANN organization assigned to the review team will support its work, including project management, meeting support, document drafting if when requested, document editing and distribution, data and information gathering, and other substantive contributions where deemed appropriate. I think it's quite appropriate, perhaps with slight wording changes, to add it as a paragraph in that section. Thank you for noting that. And Chris, you're happy to act as the conduit if we need to escalate?
Yes, absolutely, no problem.
Thank you. Just figure if we're going to make mistakes, we should make different ones from the last review team. Anything else on this document? I think with the appropriate changes made and reviewed by this group, I'm moderately comfortable that we now have a document ready to submit first to the caucus group and then to the board. And we will say that in an email when this goes out. And with that, I think we have completed that item. Thank you. Work plan. Alice, are you going to show us the work plan again and tell us how late we are on things?
Yes. Sure, happy to. Jean-Baptiste, could you project the work plan to me?
Can I assume, by the way, that the edits that will be done coming out
they
of this meeting on the terms of reference will be done with markup so we can see the changes?
Yes, will do.
Thank you.
Okay, so this looks funnier in the usual version. Okay, so this will work for now. So this is the most recent of the version of the work plan. We've adjusted some of the completion percentages to reflect recent developments, and the key updates to this document are November 28th as the new deadline for the submission of the terms of reference and work plan to the ICANN board, and now we have December 12th as the deadline for subgroups to adopt their statement of work and to fill in the planning document that we discussed earlier. So this will be adjusted right after this call. So this document was first presented to you in October, and I know Alan wants a deep dive of this document before it is associated with the terms of reference. So as you may have seen in the agenda, there was a call for volunteers to run a sanity check and deep dive analysis of the document so they can report back to the group any concerns they may have. So I'm looking for a couple of work plan experts among you who are willing to work with me on this. And I hope some of you are really excited about this cannot wait to volunteer. So, Alan, unless you have any...
you're starting to understand this group, Alice.
Right. So there we go. I'm putting a call out there for anyone's interested in working on this with me and going through this in detail and relaying any concerns to the group. Alan, is there anything you would like to add here?
No, other than I think there should be at least one leadership person on it, and probably not me, because I've already expressed my overall concerns. Catherine or Susan, can we have a volunteer, and then we'll volunteer someone else as well? Either of the two Susans we have on the call could volunteer. I'm just looking at Adobe Connect, sorry. Do we have any volunteers to go over this document?
Sure, this is Susan, I'll volunteer.
Thank you very much, Susan. And anyone else, either who considers themselves an organized person who understands time schedules or is simply willing to do it anyway? Nobody's willing to volunteer.
My apologies. I missed what you were asking for.
We're just looking for someone to go over this schedule in some detail, other than Alice, who we know has written it, and go over it and make sure that it makes some level of sense, given the amount of work that we have to do.
I'll happily do that with Susan.
Okay, thank you very much.
We'll put that together. That's fine. Not a problem.
Done. Anything else, Alice? Are you happy with that? And I trust you will ride them and get something done on that quickly.
I am very happy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item on our agenda is scheduling, and I presume that means scheduling of this meeting and potentially scheduling of any other calls associated with the subgroups. Now, the problem with this meeting, we decided that this time of day is probably the best time of day, which allows allows all team members to participate outside of the midnight to 6 a.m. blackout window. And we selected Monday because it was available as far as we knew for everyone. Volker has now said he cannot make this on Mondays. And the question is there any other day that both all team members and staff can make it on this time?
Excuse me, this is Brenda, and I just want to advise the review team that at that time, the 14 UTC area, where 100% of our team is available, the staff is not available on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and I believe there's a conflict at that time with Alan on Thursdays. So we can consider another day or specifically another time. But
so the only other day is left is Friday, since I presume we're not doing weekends, and that puts Lily into very late Friday night. ICANN normally does not schedule many meetings on Fridays, so I'm presuming staff will be available. And the question is that an acceptable time for everyone else? We have a couple of people not on this call right now. I notice we do have Erica and Stephanie. So the only people not on this call are Volker and Carlton. Is there anyone on this call who cannot make it or would prefer not to make it on Friday? If the answer is yes, then we do have a problem. That is, we've run out of days.
Yes, sorry. sorry to rain on the party. This is Catherine. I actually just agreed with my employer that I'm off on Friday afternoons to hang out with my children. So, and with them, it's literally 100% them. So there's no way they can quietly play in the background while I'm on the phone. It just does not fly. So I'm very sorry, but I cannot possibly make it on Friday afternoons.
Do we have any suggestions then? I've run out. Either we go into the blackout hours for somebody, or we go into the blackout hours for a number of people and rotate calls. So on any given call, there's one or two or three people who are doing this in the middle of their night, and the rest who are better accommodated. I don't think there's any other choice. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thanks, Alan. I'm just calling your attention to chat that you have three people saying Friday would be difficult for them. And I also wanted to clarify, I think we have one person who cannot make the Monday standing call time, and we have one person, that being yourself, who cannot make the Thursday standing call time. Is that correct?
As far as I know, that is correct. I'm not sure if there's anyone else on the Thursday call. But I've got in every week one meeting, and in some weeks two meetings at that time. So I really can't make it, and I'm willing to cancel a call, or I'm willing to have the call go out on with one of the vice chairs covering it, if that's the appropriate selection. But it means I will be missing a fair number of the calls, which I don't think is appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate for any team member to say they're going to miss a significant number of the calls. So. Sorry, was that Catherine?
Yes, just to say that Volker said he has a standing weekly meeting at his employer's,
That's correct.
Just to see whether, you know, if there's no other option, whether that he might potentially go back and check with his colleagues whether there's some possibility of moving his standing meeting by an hour or so.
We can certainly ask him, but we're now in a situation where we need to schedule next week's meeting, and I'm reluctant to tell Volker. Let me get hold of Volker and see quickly if we can determine it. But if not, we need a fallback plan.
So, Alan, this is Chris. I think it seems that there's two issues. One is the day. The second is two variables. One is the day, and the second is the hour. Mm-hmm. Now we've settled on 14:30, and the person who is it's the latest for is Lily, right?
That's correct.
Where it is currently, we're an hour into.
It would go up. It goes up to midnight.
23. It goes up to midnight. Yes, and it also, of course, assumes even if we were able to move it by an hour, we'd still have a problem in respect to your calls or Volker's call if they go off any longer. So sorry, I was just trying to be helpful there, but not being helpful at all, other than to say certainly next week's call should probably remain at the same time, and then we can work it out from there.
All right, then we will do that, and hope Volker forgives us. And does anyone have a preference to, it looks like we will not, if Volker cannot move his call, then it looks like we do not have a single time that everyone can meet regularly. And the only alternative at that point is to select two times, which means some modest number of people are going to have to meet at 2 or 3 in the clock in their morning.
Excuse me, this is Brenda, if I may interrupt.
Yes, please, if you have a good idea.
Well, I'm actually chatting with Volker right this moment.
Ah.
He's advising me that he is only available on Mondays in a half hour from now. So at the end of this call is when he becomes available, which I don't have my UTC chart in front of me.
I do. That's okay.
Well,
that's within reasonable hours for everyone except Lily, and that puts her ending the call at 2 a.m.
And also it's a conflict for Susan and Lisa, according to the chat room.
Ah, okay. Sorry, I'm not looking at the chat.
On Mondays, that's a conflict, Lisa? Okay.
Yeah.
So Volker tells me he is not able to move his meetings to an earlier time. Okay, I'm asking if he is. Just a moment. Thank you for standing by. It appears that he's not available earlier, and he is not able to move his meeting. So we're, again, at a standstill. Unless we just, if you want to communicate with him, Alan, about.
No, if he says he can't do it, I'm not going to try to grill him and convince him that he can.
So what about Fridays, Alan? Would that be okay?
No, several people said they can't make it Fridays.
Oh, that's sorry. You're quite right. Fridays was sorry. Sorry, my apologies. What we need is another day in the week.
Okay. The two people who are at our extremes are Lily and Susan. If one
right.
of them is willing to move into the their blackout hours, then we have some other options that we might be able to select either on a Monday or a Thursday.
So Alex, Chris, again, it might be easier to take this offline and get...
Let us do that.
Get Brenda to actually
okay.
do a chart and see where we end up.
I've
already lost track of where we are, so...
All right, I'm going to follow Chris's suggestion unless Lisa is suggesting something different if she has her hand up.
Thanks, Alan. Lisa, for the record. I just wanted to inquire as to whether Susan and I are the only people who have a conflict for an hour later on Mondays. There's a remote possibility we could try to move. It's an RDS PDP leadership call. There's a remote possibility we could encourage them to move their call an hour later, but I don't want to even pursue that path as it's not an option for this group to move this call 1 hour later.
And that pushes Lily into a 1 a.m. ending, and we need confirmation that that's okay. Let's handle this offline. I like Chris's idea, and not put people on the spot right now. So either we will try to move the meeting and keep it on Monday or Thursday, if we can move it somewhat but not a lot, or we will rotate and probably either Susan or Lily will be inconvenienced because of it, or perhaps both of them, depending on where we rotate.
And I'm fine with it being earlier for me.
Okay. Then we may be able to do that and even keep it on Monday. And although I begrudge anyone who forces me to be up for a 7 a.m. meeting, I will gladly do it. All right. The only other item is AOB, and I have one item on AOB, and that is the email I sent out last night on a draft of the request for written documentation on the Who Is One Review Team Recommendation Implementation. Is it possible to take the email and perhaps put it in a chat box or something just so we can take a look at it? I can try to find it if I can.
Yes, Helen, let me look into that.
Okay.
Alice, I posted the link in the chat box.
Okay, thank you. If everyone can pull that up. Okay, what I wrote is the Who Is Review Team, RDS Who Is Two Review Team formally requests written detailed implementation reports for the recommendations of the first Who Is Review Team. Such reports should include to what extent the recommendation was implemented as written, if the implementation was different from that requested, the rationale, details of the implementation, results of the implementation, and to the extent applicable, metrics slash measurements indicating the degree of success or change as a result of the implementation, to the degree practical, an assessment of whether the implementation met its desired goals. And then I ask a number of other questions, that whether we want to include, do we want to set a deadline for this? And if so, what is a reasonable deadline? And Trang may have some input on that. Do we want to ask for an assessment of whether the implementation was an effective use of ICANN organization resources? That's an interesting question, because one of the things we're asked to do is make sure that we're asking for things that essentially make sense and are not just make work efforts. And to the extent that ICANN.org believes that they implemented what was requested, but it was a waste of time, I think that's an interesting assessment. Perhaps difficult to make, but interesting. So the question is, do we go ahead with the original request? Is there any changes that people are suggesting? And do we go, do we add the other two items? And if so, what? There's the document displayed. Do I have any comments? My preference is that we do add a deadline, and I'll suggest that we negotiate with Trang for what a reasonable deadline is, and that we do ask for whether this was an effective use of resources. And obviously, they may choose not to answer that, but that's fine. Yes, Triangle, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. As I was reading through some of these questions, I think there are going to be a bit of a challenge in answering some of the questions that the review team may want to ask. One of them being, as you mentioned, the effective use of the ICANN.org resources. You know, right off the top of my head right now, I can't think of how we would go about doing that sort of an assessment. It seems a bit of an objective and opinion type of a write-up, if that was the question. And I'm not sure that that would be I don't know how useful that would be to the review team.
Okay.
The other item that I wanted to flag that may be a bit difficult would be, I think the last point in your original email, which says to the degree practical an assessment of whether the implementation met its desired goals. I wonder if that's best done after the review team has had some opportunities to discuss how the recommendations have been implemented in the first place. Because again, as I mentioned, that may be a bit of a staff opinion, which will be kind of difficult for us to do.
All right. I have Susan next, but just to respond to that, I don't mind staff opinions, but I respect that if Trang feels uncomfortable doing it, then I'm happy. I'm certainly willing to delete both of those. Susan, please go ahead.
I'm just wondering whether we should take this back to the list first, because I think this came out of the, and correct me if I'm wrong, the meeting we had in Abu Dhabi, which didn't include all the review team members. So I'm wondering whether or not we should discuss this on the email list and maybe come up with questions that staff do feel comfortable in answering? Just a thought.
I'm working on the assumption this will not be finalized until next week in any case. So, yes, I think we are by de facto doing that. For the record, the only people not on this call were at the meeting on in Abu Dhabi. So this has been exposed to everyone. But I'm happy to take what Trang has said into consideration. Trang, would you offer what you think might be a reasonable deadline for completing this?
Thanks, Alan. I think the factual information, that's a lot easier for us to do, and depending on how the couple of items that I have flagged may be rewritten, say for example, the first one, effective use of ICANN org resources, that the way that's written is an opinion, a staff opinion, but if you were to ask us to let you know what were the ICANN org resources required to implement it, for example, so that's sort of a factual thing that we could provide, and then you can use that information to assess whether or not that's an effective use of resources or not, based on the recommendation and the outcome of the recommendation.
Okay.
That certainly will be a lot faster and easier for us to do.
All right. I would have hesitated doing that because I wouldn't have wanted a multifaceted review of staff time used in all of these things if it wasn't something already reasonably at hand. I wouldn't want answering these questions to be a make-work exercise. But that's fine. I would have no trouble changing the assessment to a simple asking for resources used. All right. I'm going to take Susan's suggestion to hand and put it to the list. And Trang, either if you don't feel comfortable now, if you can get back to me with some target date, is January 5th or something like that a reasonable date, or do you need more time than that?
Thanks, Alan. Will do.
Okay. In that case, I think we are, at this point, finished with the agenda, unless anyone else has any other business. Susan, please go ahead.
Yes, and I may have missed this on the email thread, but I did a quick search in my Gmail box, and I have not found a response. But I did have, on the last call, or maybe it was leadership call, I expressed quite a concern on the fact sheet, and I was wondering where we were with that. Several of us objected to it being published, and the publication date was supposed to be the 13th. So there may be people out there, excuse me, in the community that are looking for it. So I'd like to know where we are and how we're going to move forward.
Yeah, I did send out a message last night asking the same question. And I wasn't going to put staff on the spot today asking for answers, but if anyone would like to volunteer an answer, then please go ahead.
Sure, it's Jean-Baptiste. I'm happy to reply on that. So just wanted to advise that your comments received on the last call were related to our experts, and we are currently working on compiling all the additional data and context requested. And this also includes the ones on travel costs related requests. And so as soon as we have all this data compiled, we can present that to you.
Okay, thank you. And I'll leave it up to you whether to post a comment where the fact sheet would be saying it is pending review and will be posted as soon as possible. If you think that's advisable based on the date being slipped, then please do so. And we see we now have Carlton on the call as we are about to adjourn. Carlton, do you want to weigh in on anything we might have talked about, even though you weren't here? You have seen the agenda. Lisa, your hand is up. Please go ahead. And Carlton did note he's had ISP problems today. Our sympathies. Go ahead, Lisa.
Thank you, Ellen. I had two items of other business. One is, now that we have Erica on the call, perhaps we could confirm that she's willing to serve as rapporteur for the Consumer Trust subgroup, and if she had a second choice for that.
And if Erica either cannot speak or will get back to us shortly after this call, we would appreciate it.
Erica says in chat she's happy to do that.
Okay. And I'm also assuming that Erica was going to be taking a significant role in the consumer compliance ones.
And then the other item of other business is actually just clarifying when we left the terms of reference edits. You had suggested that the scope table not be included in the appendix. I wasn't sure we actually reached closure on that suggestion.
Is the scope table significantly different from what it ended up being in the scope section of the document?
This is Lisa again. The additional information in the table is actually the prioritization column. And because it is expected that the terms of reference will indicate a prioritization of objectives, you might not want to lose that information, even if you take the table itself out.
I have no problem including the table then, and that can be added as part of the other text that's been moved into the appendix. The process followed in determining the scope.
Thank you.
Anything else before we adjourn? Jean-Baptiste, your hand is up.
Yes, Alan, thank you. Just wanted to flag that a set of documents were circulated to inform the planning discussion. First one is the process for engaging contractors that was sent to leadership. And second one is the confidential disclosure framework and NDA. That was sent to the review team, and just wanted to flag that these were sent for information only at this stage. And the second thing I wanted to ask you is whether you wanted to review the decisions, reach, and action items on this call.
All right, thank you. Before we do that, two things to note. Number one, the deadline is coming up rather quickly on whether we want to engage any experts or any external studies. So as people are going over their reviewing their work in preparation for the documents the work groups are preparing, keep that in mind, because we will have a decision pretty close as to whether we are going out for any external contracts. And the other item I want to flag is we had asked for a briefing from ICANN.org on the GDPR, GDRP, sorry, I'm inverting letters, actions that are going on within ICANN, and that seems to have slipped between the cracks. So we would like to know where this is going and exactly what is being done so we have some idea. Thank you. And please go ahead with the review of action items. There seems to be a rather extensive list.
Hi, Alan, this is Catherine, if I may.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, just to say that we've been trying, we've also been trying to follow the developments on the GDPR for the GAC, and just to flag to everyone that there was actually quite some action following the November 2nd announcement that ICANN would suspend enforcement of the WIS policy in the contract if registrars and registries submitted alternate models of how they intend to move forward. And ICANN just posted a blog post on Friday, I think, basically detailing how this would work. It doesn't provide that many details, but basically indicates that ICANN has created an email address where people can submit models of how they want to run the WIS for their registry or registrar to an email address, and then the Hamilton Law Firm will review that model. And ICANN welcomes efforts to sort of find common models across several registries and registrars. But, of course, this raises the challenge of a fragmented system going forward if people are now free to come up with their own models. So that's a major concern for the GAC. Just to flag to everyone that there are a number of interesting developments right now, and, it's worth closely following what's happening on the GAC website. I'll just paste the link into the call, into the chat, for everybody who's interested in reviewing that also.
Thank you. If I could ask staff to distribute via email a pointer to that blog entry, because I hadn't seen that. Just as a point of interest, the board in its meetings with all ACs and SOs did ask whether there was any input from ACs and SOs on how to mitigate the issues related to enforcement that we're looking at. The ALAC, certainly among other groups, but the ALAC did say, yes, we do have some suggestions on what ICANN can do to mitigate the impact, and there was no interest in follow-up on it. So, rather curious, I thought. In any case, can we go on to the review of action items, please? We have 14 minutes before the end of the call.
Thank you, Alan. So on this decision to reach, so we had all subgroups to return their adopted statement of work planning document by December 12, 2017. On action items under statement of interest, so I cannot send a reminder to Stephanie Marika to sign and return a statement of interest and conflict of interest, but I saw that Stephanie Marika replied on that in the chat. On terms of reference, so we have first to change the revised due date to November 28, 2017. Second, to move background on limited scope to appendix and replace with summary paragraphs. Third, accept consensus edit on page 5. Comment A4 is withdrawn, text to remain. Number 5, add RDA definition to page 7. Item 6, edit to pages 9 and 10, accepted with no. 7, with no objections. 7, accept edits to page 13 and 14, except for deleting, and I'm willing to implement it. Item 8, add disclaimer that contains a living document, at least to draft the language. And then 9, text proposed by Alan A11, it should be included on page 12 under support from ICANN organization. 10, retain updated scope table in appendix. And Chris to confirm names of both focus group members and to provide time frame information on submission of terms of reference plus work plan. On work plan, that would be Susan, Chris, and Erica to review the work plan and provide input and comments. Regarding the scheduling, leadership to liaise outline and confirming the plenary call time, next Monday's call is scheduled at the standing call time. Request for briefings, review team to review Alan's email and some suggestions, comments via email list. on Factsheet, place a comment on the Factsheet wiki page that it is currently pending review. And on the briefing on GDPR, I can also provide an update on this request. Finally, I can also distribute a blog entry to list. And this was just done by Catherine. Thank you, Catherine. And on subgroups, please kick off at your earliest convenience and reach out to Icon if you need a call to be scheduled.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. And there was one item missed under the terms of reference. That is, under the OECD decision, it should say unanimous consensus.
Alan, I believe that is the intent of edit. Sorry, the page is moving. Edit number 3. To accept the consensus edit.
Oh, I thought that was the consensus. Okay, I thought that was the edits on definition of how to reach consensus. Sorry, I don't have the document in front of me right now.
Yes, that was the removing the unanimous or
okay.
The second word was.
Okay, I thought it was the extensive changes that we made in how consensus is reached.
Yeah. That's, I think, pages 9 and 10, captured by...
Then I withdraw my comment, and we can withdraw that item. Any further comments? And Jean-Baptiste has his hand up.
Old hand.
Seeing no more hands, we have a hand from Lisa Pfeiffer.
I apologize. I'll make it quick. Just to call everyone's attention to that very last action item that the subgroups do need to kick off very soon in order to begin working on that, you know, first pass working work planning activity. And the subgroup leaders that were identified in today's call will send something back out to the list to reiterate who has each team, but those subgroup leaders really need to carry the ball to kick off each subgroup. If you need calls scheduled, staff can help you with doodles and scheduling the calls.
Thank you, Lisa. May I suggest just one email to the whole group with the whole list of teams and who is the leader on each? If you choose to do reminders to each of them individually, that's fine, but we should have in one place a quick list of who each of the leaders is.
Hi, Alan. This is Alice. Yes, we're happy to send this recap,
okay.
And we'll include the planning document as well as the work plan.
Excellent.
That's been refined on this call. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all. Appreciate it. I think it's been a productive call, and I will give you another 9 minutes of your life back. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.